Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is, I say this every time, but it's your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, a bit of everything in the alternative goth electronic genre. We try and bring you a mix of stuff. And we, tonight, is myself, as usual, and we have Adam in the studio again. Good evening, Adam.
Good evening.
Good evening. So we've got you back in on your semi-regular basis to play a bunch of tunes like usual. And we'll carry on one of them in a second, but I'll tell you who we started with. We started with Noise of X there, with Distorted Self-Perception from the album Beauty of Self-Destruction, which I think is quite a mixed album myself, but I thought that track was quite a good one, so I thought I'd start the show with it. What's going to happen as usual? Well, we're going to have a bit of a rundown of stuff going on, probably quite a bit of rambling about Infest and stuff like that, and, that's about it, really. You know, the usual mix of tunes and stuff. So, going to continue with what have we got next? What's this?
The new track from KMFDM off their new album, which I think is Tehova Bohu or something ridiculous like that. And this is the first track that's come out on promo called Looking for Strange.
Inside, down, down, gunshot.
You're still listening to Dark Simulation, and what did we have there? We had Front 242 with, what was that?
Circling Overland, an old favourite. God, 19 years old.
That is, yeah, I keep forgetting how long Front 242 have been going, and that's stunning that it's, well, still quite fresh, really. And before that, something very new.
Yes, the KMFDM track.
From a promo you've got your hands on, so that's not available yet.
Out next week.
Oh, so soon then. Good, yes. Good. Right, so what we're going to natter about in this bit, stuff that's happening. Okay, this is going to be kind of a random events list because we really haven't tried to synchronise what we've got in front of us, so do apologise if we both mutter about the same things or forget. But what we got coming up? Well, the biggest thing's going to be Infest, but I'll ramble about that in a minute. On this coming Saturday, we've got, of course, as usual, on the third Saturday of the month, the Wendy House, main room of Goth 80s Cheese Alternative, lots of fun stuff going on in there, and the Mutate room of Hard Dance, Electronic, Industrial, the more bleepy stuff going on in there. £5 on the door, 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. at Leeds University.
And there's a guest DJ this month as well.
Who would that be?
I'm stuffed if I can remember who it is, but I know there is one because Echo, of course, is away and on tour in America with Modular.
Of course, yes.
There's a guest DJ this month, and I think it's Adam from Judas Covenant Lab 4 next month.
Ooh.
Because he's away for both.
Yes, because a month or so ago they had Richard, didn't they?
Hmm.
Dead Stars Richard, standing in as guest DJ. So yeah, the Mutate Room's having a few guests, and I guess all the details will be www.wendyhouse.org and places like that. All easily findable, hopefully. And what else is going on? Oh, on as usual on the third Saturday of the month, there's also Black Veil, which is a bit of a different kind of night. 8 p.m. till midnight at the Pack Horse in Leeds. £2.50 on the door. And this one's apparently a guitar special, so no electro, more guitar-y goth going on there. More information at blackveil.alwayscrashing.org. And then the following weekend is Infest. I think this is why the events lineup's a bit bare at the moment, certainly the stuff I looked for, mainly because everyone's going to be saving their pennies for Infest, and a stonking lineup it is. Very, very good stuff. I'm really quite excited about it myself. I think we both have been for, well, most of the year.
Yeah, a bit of a strange lineup that I wasn't too sure about when we first got it announced, and we were there going, is that it? But then thinking about it, gone, well, I actually want to see this band and that band and that band, and I want to see, say, 80% of the bands, I'd say.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't think there's a kind of something that stood out instantly as soon as you saw the listing. I mean, last year we were treated to Frontline Assembly, which was a stonking band of stature, really.
And then Stromkern as well, who all took our heads off. But yeah, we weren't expecting that one.
Yeah, but this year, I think the way that Stromkern was just really kind of hovering about, and DJs and geeks who had hunted them out really knew about them. I think that a similar band this year might be Faderhead, which has been a strong favourite of mine and been played quite a lot on this show. And I actually think he's going to be a kind of Marmite band. People are going to love him or hate him.
Yeah, I think Caustic will be exactly the same.
But for a completely different kind of music. Yeah, bands like Caustic and Gothsicles are just quite oddballs. I have no idea to what to expect from them this year.
Neither have we.
I don't think anyone really has, but I think my tradition of trying to see every single band over the weekend is going to be maintained. Certainly this year I'm going to try and get to see everyone. Is it worth running down the listing? Say I've got it in front of me anyway.
Yeah, let's do it. Why not?
I don't think I've run down the listing in order of days, because the schedule's only just been released, or certainly only in the last couple of weeks or so. So I've got that in front of me, so I'll run down that. On Friday there's Gothsicles, Greyhound and Portion Control. Only three bands because it's the Friday night. Saturday is Synac, Faderhead, Caustic, Dope Stars Inc., 13th Monkey, and Apoptigma Berserk. And Sunday, we have ESA, Rupish Cartel, Pain Bastard, So Man, and VMV Nation. I think that's quite a good balance over the 3 days as well. There's some kind of hard electronics on pretty much all of the days. And there's bands like VMV Nation, APB, and Dope Stars Inc., kind of spread throughout there as well to kind of give that kind of rock edge to it all.
I think the Friday may be the one that may divide people the most. Portion Control are not the easiest of bands to watch. Greyhound will send the people who don't like this heavy crunching noise screaming for the bar. And the Gothicals may, well, I don't really know.
No, I think Gothicals are going to confuse people again, like possibly like Spock did a few years back, where no one was quite sure whether it was going to be a lot of fun or just a bit cringeworthy. And again, we'll wait and see. If it was anything like Spock, I think that was just a lot of fun.
It was.
So fingers crossed. But then again, this is a brilliant lineup. It's lots of bands we're interested in, lots of good music, lots of good artists, and
Of coverage to follow, I think.
Yes. We'll basically bug the bands and try and get as many interviews as we can. That should be fun, trying to annoy the artists, although they're generally friendly enough and like to chat.
And of course, there'll be loads and loads and loads of photos afterwards.
Indeed. I'll put links on dacassimilation.org for people interested in the photos, because they end up all over the shop. But all the ones I'm aware of, I'll leave on links on the dacassimilation.org site. Okay, right. Been nattering for a bit. Let's get on with some tunes. What have I got lined up next? I've got The Secret Meeting next, which is, really one of my favourite albums at the moment. It's getting played quite heavily. It's basically Collide and Dean Garcia, isn't it?
It is.
So a very good mesh of combination. So this track is Beautiful Noise Machine. Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. So, who did we have there? That was Imperative Reaction with Claps. Before that, Rotter Sand with Exterminate Annihilate Destroyer, an absolutely fantastic, but very, very, I don't know, very familiar dance floor track. We've heard it a lot. It still fills dance floor. It's
no kidding.
You played that recently, didn't you?
Played it on Saturday night at court. Packed the dance floor as always, yeah.
Excellent. And before that, we had The Secret Meeting with A Beautiful Noise Machine off Ultra Shiver, which it's one of those albums, I think, personally, is just going to carry on and on and on, not kind of grow old too quickly.
No, and I agree, and you should buy it immediately.
Indeed. It's out now, isn't it?
I think it's been out a while now, yeah.
The last couple of weeks I've been playing it, and I think the first time I played some off it, it wasn't quite out yet, but I think it wasn't far off.
And you can get it from Music Nonstop, so you should go there and buy it forthwith.
Indeed. But yes, we were just talking about Infest and stuff to do. Now, we've gone down all the bands. There's lots of good bands. Everyone's going to enjoy that lots. But I've come up with a random idea. I don't know if it's going to be even vaguely possible, and it needs the buy-in from the bands and artists. And it's just for a giggle, really. It's just a random idea I've had. It's basically, afterwards, after all the bands are played on every night, after the bar's shut, people tend to kind of just mill around outside. There's a big grass bank where people generally sit around and have a bit of a party and stuff like that. And my challenge for the bands here is, being such an electronic based festival, is to have some acoustic sets. Grab a guitar and a drum and see if you can do your own songs, covering yourself but acoustically. Now, I think bands like Apoptigma, Berserk, Dope Stars Inc., this is all technically possible. The guys with laptops might be in a bit more trouble. I don't know if it's going to be doable, but if any of the bands fancy it, I'm sure you'll get a massive crowd and it'll just be a lot of fun. What do you reckon, Adam? Is that a nuts idea?
Oh, I think it might be just... It's so crazy, it might just work.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened already, but I want to try and get this idea into the masses. I don't think posting it on a message board or something like that, that's just a bit direct. I want this to kind of organically grow and see if word gets out to the bands. So in a random creative style, if this happens, I'm going to be dead impressed and dead chuffed and just...
And you can take the credit.
And I can possibly take the credit, unless multiple people are having the same idea at randomly different times, and it just all comes together, which... It'll be great anyway, because it'll have happened at that point anyway. So I reckon, yeah, to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Infest, do the exact opposite of an electronic festival and have non-electronic acoustic sets happening afterwards at random locations.
And moving on, what I can reckon is that I'd say that this next band are one that we could guarantee won't be playing acoustically anytime soon, even if they do play Infest, which is a damn shame.
Yeah. Who is it,
then? A band called Cyanotic from America, who I've been carping on about for about 2.5 years now, because they're brilliant. They've come back with a remastered, remixed and rebuilt version of their first album, Transhuman, as Transhuman 2.0, which you can get again. And this is a track called Deface, the Glitch Mode Stomper version of it, and it rules.
I'm retired from the human race. 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 I'm retired from the human race.
Who did we play there? You've got a good list in front of you.
I have. We started with Cyanotic, the Glitch Mode Stomper remix, or redo, of Deface from their album Transhuman 2.0. Then we had the rather ever-wonderful Ice Scintilla with the track Toy Soldier from the album Optics, which is also brilliant, and you should buy that too. We're giving you an expensive shopping list this week, aren't we?
We are. Yeah. Right, all good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All available from Music Nonstop as well.
We should get paid for that.
We should, indeed. And, oh, yeah, there'll be an Infest as well. There'll be a stall there. That normally breaks most people's banks.
Oh, yeah. It's when they know your first name terms that you get worried.
Yeah, they but people now plan. You bring enough money for your trip to the Music Nonstop stall, stocking up for the albums you haven't bought over the summer.
What was that last song we had? It was Mesh, wasn't it?
It was Mesh with Crash. He says, failing to remember the exact remix, the Collision mix from the Crash CD single. Okay, as usual, going to be running short, a little short on time, so we're going to just pile straight into the next track, which I think it's on this slider. What have we got lined up?
Stromkern, Terrorist.
I told her to stay away. I told her. face, staying in that design. Thought about my bet, I thought I'd rock a dime. But when the future came, I saw what was happening. Cause when you're standing there, nothing really is the same. I told to stay away, I told her yesterday. I wanted everything, I'm gonna find my way. When you hear the sound, you see me coming around. That's what I'm almost there, you better hit the ground. Cause if I say it twice, ain't gonna say it nice. What I'm going on, I'm gonna go it right. I'm not the second threat, I'm on the terrorist. You need to keep it real, I'm gonna do the test. I hope you're every day, I hope that now you see that all the time we lost is really time we need. No time to go bleed, no time to sit and drink. No time to throw away, I'm never gonna cry.
Storming stuff there from Stromkern, and you know, just brilliant when we saw them live at Infest. Great stuff from them all round, and a stunningly good band. Right, I'm going to stop wobbling on about them. That's it for tonight. We've nattered on about Infest far too much, but it's going to be a great festival. We hope to see a lot of the listeners there. Come and give us a shout if you know what we look like. Don't know what else to say, really.
We'll see you for photos, boozing. You'll probably find us down the bar or down the front.
Basically, yeah. We'll try and get some interviews for you. We'll try and get photos. We'll try and just do the whole thing. So even if you can't make it, we'll report back thoroughly on the show Thursday after Infest in about 2 weeks' time. So thanks for listening. See you in a fortnight.
Good night.
We're going to leave you with Fade Ahead, a track off FH2 called Break Apart Again, and you'll get to see him at Infest too. So good night.